Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 24 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 163. This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Today, Ed brings our first Hadrian's Flight-related question, which is so exciting. I've been having fun with those episodes, and I had a lot of fun with the book, so here we go. Ed asks, in Hadrian's Flight, you've got a long technical section where Hadrian is building his new suit. Did you already know all those technical details, or did you research them?
By the way, for those of you who haven't read it, it's actually only about a page of text, but I've strewn it over the course of half a chapter where Hadrian is developing a new kind of suit for flying in zero gravity, bird wing suit. And it goes into how the mechanics of the wings work and how the avionics work for generating a lift neutral plane and all sorts of fun stuff like that. Because, you know, it's hard science fiction. That's part of the fun. As far as how much research I did, not a lot. Or I should say, not a lot at the time. I did want to double check my understanding of avionics because it's been years since I was reading up on avionics. Back in high school, I really wanted to get a pilot's license, and so I did sort of all the book work. But I really couldn't afford the flight time or any sort of formal lessons, so that never happened. One of these days I may do it. But anyway, I learned all about lift surfaces and aerodynamics and that sort of thing. And I've maintained an interest in it because I'm really into cars and other fun stuff like that. But I did need to look up to make sure I was remembering how dive planes are designed in submarines and that sort of thing. So I did some fact-checking of myself as I went. As far as everything else, the control surfaces, force multiplication, that's all either basic mechanical engineering, like you'd learn just examining a bicycle about how gears work and pull wires and that sort of thing. And then there's just some basic biological stuff. If you'll remember, for most places in 6th, 7th, or 8th grade biology, you will have learned how the structures of bird wings work and move. There was even a section in Sword in the Stone that was very abbreviated, the Disney film, that was quite accurate about how bird wings work in flight. And this was just all stuff I'd run into over the years, and so I pulled it out of the dusty crags of my subconscious, dusted it up, and put it all together. And then once it was done, I fact-checked it to make sure I wasn't making any egregious errors. And the only real error with what went in there is that I don't know how believable it is that the thing that stalls Hadrian out for several days on his design would actually be something that would be a problem for someone like him. But I figure he's got enough else going on that it's plausible that his distractibility will create the problem for him. Moving on to your other question, you said, I've dropped several great potential stories like historical fiction from my queue once I realized how much research I'd have to go in to get the details right. What's a good way to get the details without drowning in the research and losing the actual writing time? The best way to do it is to make research a part of your daily life. Learning and research, if you're going to be writing anything outside of your normal everyday experience, and good heavens, why would you not want to? You want to make learning about new things part of your everyday life. And I don't mean just learning headlines, though that can be great. I mean digging deep into and really getting to understand things. Self-education is the great luxury of being a writer. It's almost obligatory for the kind of work we do, and it's one of those things that people are never able to make time for frequently, even though they would like to do it, because they can't come up with a good excuse to prioritize it over the demands of daily life or even the demands of weekly television. So my genuine advice would be to be always learning things and learning them in some depth, and leaving notes for yourself as to, you know, when something sparks an idea for a story. Probably the most useful bit of advice I ever got about self-education. When I was 7 years old going into first grade, because I started school a little bit late, I noticed that my first grade teacher was not much older than my father's students. My father was a college professor. And so it was the first or second day of class, I went home and I asked him, Dad, what makes the difference between a student and a teacher?
Because up to that point, I had assumed it was age. But I had already gotten to know several of my father's students, and then after meeting my elementary school teacher, I realized it wasn't age, and it couldn't have been intelligence, because the apparent IQs were all over the spectrum. And I couldn't understand, at 7 years old, what the difference was between a teacher and a student. And my father told me,
the difference between a teacher and a student is that the teacher knows where to look up the answer.
Doesn't know the answer, but understands how knowledge fits together well enough that when presented with a question that he doesn't know the answer to, he can go find it. And over the years, I've found that to be very, very true. Knowing a lot of trivia is not very useful. Knowing how the trivia relates to each other is very useful, because then when there is a gap in your knowledge, it doesn't take you very long to find the thing to fill the hole. So what I would recommend is a broad and deep continual program of self-education. Anything you are interested in or that you might be interested in writing about, go and learn that thing and be voracious. Learn from documentaries, browse through Wikipedia, read books on the subject. I've got a massive fascination, for example, with the pre-Columbian history of South America because I have family roots in the Amazon basin. And there's just been gobs and gobs of new research out on pre-Columbian history of South America over the last 5 or 10 years. And last Christmas, someone gave me a copy of a book called 1491, which is a survey of all of the recent research coming out of pre-Columbian America. And I sat and I devoured that book. It was one of those books where half the time I was reading it obsessively and the other half of the time I'm trying to put it down, only read it in the bathroom or something like that so it can last, because it's just so dense and rich and connected so many dots that I had known about but didn't know how they related together. And because of that, I'm probably going to be writing some more stories in the Amazon basin coming up here next year, because now I've got all sorts of fresh material in my head. But stoking your curiosity is the best thing I can recommend. There's a blog online called Open Culture. They have a list of hundreds and hundreds of free college courses online, lectures, documentaries, all sorts of stuff. It's a really good place to start. You can just go forever. You can go forever learning with free resources, both from your library and on the internet, and never hit bottom. There's always more to learn. Even and maybe especially in the technical details that really help a story pop. Now, if you're looking for a shorter term solution, probably what I would do is, if I were in your shoes, I would plan a couple of stories out. So if I'm writing right now a murder mystery set in my hometown, and I know that the next story I'm going to write is going to be about life on board a submarine, I would right now start researching life on board a submarine so that when I got to that story, I would hit the ground running. I would know more or less what I was up to. And then when I came across a problem, I would have the resources, the references fresh in my mind to pop out and go check them. Meanwhile, I would be, while I was working on that book, I would be researching the next book in line and that kind of thing. But either way, making daily room for your research and learning is absolutely essential for any kind of writing that takes you out of your native zone of expertise. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow.
NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.